We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
You are my grenadine, the sweetest sip my lips have ever felt between. You're Shirley Temple, I'm your Hennessy, my favorite part of every single dream. You got me good and wanting more liquor, more liquor, more liquor, yeah. Lovesick, your magic is taking me there. The moment I think that we're over and done, you're calling me back for one last shot with you. Oh, straight up, one last shot with you. Don't chase it, one last shot with you. Don't take just one last shot with you. Oh, straight up, one last shot with
you. I don't really. Okay, just for you. Already lost control. You grabbed a hole when you said hello. Sudden symptoms of a fiend moving swiftly through my veins. Spirit speaking to my soul. Intoxicating, you know it. Smooth like wine. That's the liquor talking, but I'm about the action. Alright.
evening. So what makes you think that I need anything from you? Buying all the drinks on the weekend. You're not the only one that's trying to creep in. So what makes you think that I got any time for you?
You should know. If you can't take it all, then don't you look at me. Don't you even think about it, baby. If you ain't ready for it, don't you look at me. Don't you even think about it, baby. If you ain't ready for it all.
I've been independent for so long. Who the hell are you to just come along? What makes you think that you can change my ways? You wanna see me bare in the morning. You wanna show you care in the evening. Baby, I just don't think that you got what it takes.
You should know.
Concerts in the Grove series kicks off Thursday, September 19th, and you're invited to experience live music with food trucks and fun for the whole family. Featuring performances by Memphis Symphony Orchestra Big Band, Nick Black, Rachel Maxan, and more. More information on the concert schedule and tickets at gpacweb.com.
Support for WYXR comes from the Halloran Center, presenting De Aquí De Allá The Adventure, in partnership with the Casa Teatro Bilingual Theater Group October 4th and 5th. Join Don Quixote and his trusty sidekick Sancho Panza as they journey through Latin America to learn that all of us carry something with us, from here and from there. More information at orpheum-memphis.com. Support for WYXR comes from Team Clean. With more than 22 years of experience, Team Clean provides services for home, work, or studio space. Biodegradable cleaning products mixed with common sense and tailored to each client's needs. Estimates and information at weareteamclean.com. Support for WYXR is made possible by the 18th Annual River Arts Fest, taking place Saturday, October 19th and Sunday, October 20th on Riverside Drive in downtown Memphis. Two full days of fine arts and music for the whole family. More details at riverartsmemphis.org.
Hello, 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 everyone.
everyone. You are listening to Photogirls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. I'm here with someone very special, and I'm super, super excited. I'm here with the beautiful Deanna Siraj. She's sitting right across from me right now, and I'm so happy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me, girl.
Of course. I'm so happy you decided to come by and said yes. I've been wanting to get you on here for a minute, and so when I knew that you were coming out with a new single, I was like, I got to have her on.
Oh, I'm so excited, for real. Okay. You say
for the girls.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's a little annoying for some people to have to pronounce, but it's like I just had to do it. When I told Jared the show name that I wanted mine to be, I was like, it's gonna be For the Girls, but you have to spell it like this.
That, it has to be, it like gotta that. Be the W and the Z,
like, yes, just absolutely it, like, it's gotta be there. But period. I need to like let people know who you are. So you are an amazing songwriter, a wonderful singer. Your voice, your tone, everything like that. It's just very, I admire you so much. Aww. As just a fellow singer here in Memphis. And so just talk to me about, you know, what you're about here as an artist here in Memphis.
Oh, man. You know, I was thinking, like, what am I going to say about myself? Because I really don't like to
I hate
talk
elevator
about,
pitches. Like, they're the worst.
Oh, my God. Okay. Like, yeah, I sing songwriting and stuff. But I go through experiences like everybody else. And mm-hmm. I just like to put that as my music. Front. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big talker, so being able to sing and make and write music according to my life, like, you're in my life. And so when people ask me, like, who are you, I'm like, well, listen to this. This song
perfect
is about me. Like, this song is my recent troubles, this song is so and so. So just a singer songwriter aspiring artists to do more than just sing here in Memphis, but, you know, go out there and show what Memphis has and what's hidden here, because there's so much talent, including yourself. Like,
Thank you. You're
so talented. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, she has so much potential, but you may never know her. In the city, but she can go out and just, you know, do some somewhere else, and they're like, where are you from? I'm from Memphis, you know what I mean? Yes. I came from here. So that's who I am, that's who I like to be presented as, singer songwriter through my music, and you get to know me that way.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. And I love when artists, I say all the time, I love when songwriters can take very human and like almost mundane like experiences and put them into a song and just make it just flow wonderfully, and I feel like you do a wonderful job of that.
Oh,
you have an
you.
Album
yes I
out
do
called Green.
Oh, it's called Abstract, but Green
Abstract.
Green is
okay,
a part
yes.
of it. Yeah,
yes.
It's coming up on this year.
Yeah,
which I'm just like, wow, it's been a whole year since I dropped this album. Like, it has brought me so many opportunities, and it wouldn't be what it would be if it had not been for God, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would wake up in the middle of the night and he would give me a song, and I would call my brother like 4 o'clock in the morning and be like, DJ, we got another one, you know, like, be prepared tomorrow or whenever, like,
yeah.
Let's knock it out the park.
I love
and
that.
Like, things would come so fast, like,
mm-hmm.
we would spend a day or a couple of hours on a song, we'll be like, all right, it's enough, like, we don't have to put anything extra. We'll call people and they'll get it done like immediately too.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to like musicality, but yes, I can't believe it's coming up on a year. Like, the 30th of this month will be a year, and I'm just so grateful for it. And shout out to my producer, engineer, all of that, DJ Pruitt. Like, if it had not been forgotten him, like, I wouldn't have anything.
Period.
But yeah, I'm so thankful for it.
I was talking to Nick Black, and I also talk to Tavante about your music all the time, because mm-hmm. I'm like, the quality of her music is just so top tier. Like, it sounds exactly how I want mine to sound. And when I asked Nick, I was like, who works on her stuff? He was like, her brother.
Yeah.
Hit him up. Her brother does everything.
And look, I tell him all the time, like, you don't know how many people come up to me and be like, man, like, who does your music? I'm like, my brother. Yes. Like, and then like he can do all that. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, stop doubting yourself. You can do this. Yeah. So hit him up. Everybody hit him up. DJ Sliceman on Instagram, or if you want his number, you know, I'll give it to you, whatever, so you can work with him. But yeah,
I love that. Are you gonna do anything to celebrate the 1 year anniversary?
I don't know. I'll probably do like a party or something. I hate that I didn't do a show. So I might do a show or whatever. Or I think one of my shows are recorded from when I went to Canada. Mm-hmm. So we might release that. Yes. And see how.
This is a sign that you definitely should record a show. You went to Canada. Yeah. Talk to me about that. Because that was like, I bet that was monumental for you.
Oh my God. You know, I hate traveling. I hate flying.
What?
I hate it. I just don't like to be up in the air like that. So okay. It was very emotional for me. Mm-hmm. Not only like being in the air, but to go out of the States again. Mm-hmm. Was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like when I got there, like people are so nice. Yes. Like I was just like, oh my gosh, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Really out of Canada, but
like Canadians are pretty friendly.
Yeah, they're really sweet. I love Canada. I can't wait to go back one day. Yeah. But to see like the different cultures and stuff, like don't get me wrong, the performance was fire. Let me talk about that first. The performance was fire. I haven't seen everybody on their lineup live before.
Okay.
And to see them like in their element, like we all go back to back to back. Mm-hmm. It was like, man, like Memphis got it. Yes. You know what I mean? Like Memphis, like I said, got so much talent, and it was just amazing to, you know, have that experience. And I'm thankful for Memphis Export Music.
Yes.
Isn't
Memphis Export.
I always get it wrong. Music Export Memphis.
Yeah, talk to us about how like you got, how that came about, the whole opportunity and the process through them.
So I submitted the application. I did it last year, but I didn't get it. And I was like, I'm gonna do it again, you know, see. Mm-hmm. I didn't have nearly as much music as I do now. And so I was like, Lord, like I really want to, you know, get this experience or whatever. And I remember at church, like even my pastor was like, your music's going to go international. And I was just like, you know, I was just like, man, like to have support within my church is very big for me, too, because mine is in gospel music. So to have that was like another like booster for me.
Yeah.
And so I got the email that I was chosen, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like so surreal for me. I was just like going crazy, telling my like close family and friends, like I'm going to Canada. And then I eventually told my pastors I was going. And I was like, we gotta, you know, come up with a live arrangement. You know, we gotta do this and do that, you know, practice and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like natural performances, so I didn't want to practice too much. So it wasn't like routine. And then we came here and presented what we were gonna do. That was fun. Yeah. And then I forgot when we went in June.
Yeah.
Sometime. I got to perform at the airport. They selected me to sing at the airport to, I guess, be
like
the,
promote it more. Yeah, and yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
And that was such a like cool experience, because I've done one-on-ones with like my brother before with him playing keys, but it was just me and bass. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wonder how this is going to turn out. And it ended up being like one of the best acoustic performances I've ever like had. It was so much fun. Yeah. And it was so much fun in Toronto. Like, it's just an experience I'm just forever gonna remember, and I'm forever grateful for the opportunity for them having me. And they know I butcher their name all the time. I'm like, what is it? I know it spells MEM.
Yes.
I'm like, Memphis Export. No, Music Export Memphis. No, thank y'all so much for that opportunity.
Yes, and shout out to them. Nick was here a few weeks ago, and we were able to just give them a shout out as well, because they are just such a hub and a resource for local independent Memphis artists. So I'm very grateful and happy that you got to experience that as well. You mentioned just having the support from your spiritual leaders mm-hmm. at your church as a singer that's an R&B singer. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something that doesn't get talked about a lot, but that is so monumental, and it's such a blessing. Mm-hmm. How were you able to process that once you realized you were gonna be backed up by your family, basically, like your church family?
I feel like covered. Mm-hmm. It's nice to feel like you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, like, even I grew up in the church. I'm sorry, I can't you're stand
good. No, the weather is kicking everybody's butt right now. It's okay.
Man, my voice is gonna be so crispy on this radio station.
It's okay.
But it's so nice to have a covering. And mm-hmm. You see, like, a lot of artists struggle mentally with, like, their music or just their life. And mm-hmm. that's one thing, like, I don't worry about, because mm-hmm. one, they've taught me, like, God has you, and, you know, cast your cares on him. Not saying I don't have troubles, mm-hmm. but to know, like, there's a group or somebody out there who's, like, praying for me and covering me, like, is such a blessing to, like, feel that in real time. Like, it's just really nice. I'm so thankful, really.
Good. That makes me happy, just knowing that you have that support. But you're here today to talk about something special, something new that just came out, your new single, Love Affair. Talk to me, how was that? Like, what's the song about? How did you feel once it was released? We're also going to play it in a little bit So, yeah.
Love Affair, I don't even know where it came from. Me and my brother, well, I did the writing camp in August. And for 3 days, we stayed here. came up with a lot of music or whatever. And I'm so grateful that I was a part of that, because I feel like it opened up such a new avenue for me to be more vulnerable. Mm. Which I have been through my music, but not on this side of vulnerability. So me and my brother were creating a song for the writing camp or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, man, we got four hours to figure out what we're gonna do. So we had no idea what direction we wanted to go into. So we had one idea. We were like, no, that's not it. And then the next thing was, he played a line on the bass, mm-hmm. and I was like, wait, I think I heard something.
Like this.
And I heard the chorus. I was like, it should come on sometime. He was like, oh my God, like, there we go. And it was like, from there, within like 2 hours, we had finished the song. He had to add, some extra stuff to it. But we were like, okay, it's done. Like, cool. And then we were like, no, we need something else on it. So who else you hear on the track are my cousins. Big Toby and Brona. So we like, this is a family affair, what I mean? Like, we keep it in the family or whatever. And I presented it to my cousin, Big Toby, first. And I was at his house. We were just chilling or whatever. He left for like an hour. And I was like, wonder what he doing. He called me back and he was like, I already got the verse down. And I was like, dang, that was fast. And so I was like, yep, we finna put you on it. And then my other cousin, Broden, who was his brother, mm-hmm. I was like, sibling, it's just getting deeper and deeper. He hopped on it too. And we was like, this is it. Like, okay. this is the one right here. So it really just came out of nowhere.
But those are the best.
I know.
Those are always the best projects.
I know.
Just the one-off ones that you don't think about too much, because, like, the writing camp was through Crosstown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it's a masterpiece. I will say that for sure. And I'm excited. So I think we should go ahead and play it and let the listeners hear it.
Yeah.
You're about to listen to Love Affair by Deanna Sarad. Yeah.
You should come over sometimes. Start off with dinner and remember it was on a Friday night. I was with my girls when I saw you and you caught my side. I thought, oh boy, I know I got a man that treats me right. When you walked to me, it was only one thing on my mind. You should come on.
Try and catch a body, she body. Was dancing in the club. Shawty looking too exotic, baby, can I get a hook? Said she wanna get naughty.
Cop it, let me sip this drink and tan. Meet me in the lobby.
And we can ride, tonight it gon' be lit. Let me flip you on your side, you ain't gon' want me to quit. I'm just trying to take my time, they right here ain't gon' be quick. Just call me your mechanic, man, girl, you gon' get your fix. That's the shh, yeah. I know you got a man, but shawty, you grown. Your skin tone, mind blown. By the way that you look in the thong, leave you alone. Stress to get it, let me know you ready. Slip it off your shoulder, got you breathing heavy. Pull up closer, hit the dozer, then we at it. Love to a climax, it's a movie, IMAX. Girl, you got that body out of it. I'm talking straight facts. Pretty picture, straight pack. A love song, play it back. Girl, you good as gold, I'm talking straight plaques.
You should come over sometimes.
My baby, you're my lover, you're my residence. My pretty angel with no halo, you was heaven sent. Dedication and my love for you is evident. We lock eyes and it's been going down ever since. Good drink, good conversation. Love is my occupation, so stop your hesitating. Girl, ain't no time for waiting. You know that I don't care, cause we're the perfect pair. It's you and me, girl, caught up in this love affair.
I'd imagine you tip me up, show me something, or show me around. I don't wanna keep on talking about it. Let's get home, we going yours or mine. I'd imagine you take me out, show me something, or show me around. I don't wanna keep on talking about it. Let's get home, we going yours or mine.
Okay, okay, y'all just heard Love Affair by Deanna Sarad. It's so good, and I'm so happy for you. Okay, so Love Affair is out. People have been asking you, what's next? Mm-hmm. What's coming up that we can keep up with you with?
Oh, gosh.
Or are you just enjoying and basking in your hard work right now?
No, I'm steady working. I have another song that's coming out Halloween.
Oh.
It's called White Flag, and it's gonna feature I hope they do it, but two other artists, female artists, in the city. So I'm like, here we go, females.
Okay,
come on, let's stand up, work together, do all of that. I plan on dropping two more after that, and then I'll probably let it sit.
Okay,
but. White Flag, and I'll give you the names of them. White Flag, Work It Out, and It slid my mind. It's a country it's a country tune. I'm working on it with Nick. So I really can't even think of the name of it. I literally forgot.
It's okay. It'd be like
It'll come back soon. But yes, I have three more songs that I'm dropping. One more this year and then two next year. So after that, we just gonna, you know, let it ride. Y'all, the album will come in like 2026, 2027. But yeah, don't look forward to it right now because you're not gonna get it. But like, some more singles, you will. I don't know if you noticed now on Apple Music, I'm officially Deanna Sarad. So everything will be dropped under that now instead of.
You said something to me earlier before we were on the air. You were mentioning with Love Affair, you were nervous because it's definitely got that R&B vibe. Mm-hmm. And I, every time I get on here, I'm like, y'all know I'm an R&B girly and I play all R&B music. But for you, you're like, that's not really my vibe. Mm-mm. So talk to me, like, what's that? Where's that mindset?
It's just a type of like vulnerability I'm not ready to really tap into. But eventually it'll come out. But with this one, believe it or not, it was very hard for me to come up with it. And most songs are very like fast with me. But this one, even though it took 4 hours to do, like I was thinking for at least an hour. Opposed to me like doing a pop song or anything else, I'm like, oh, there we go, here we go, it's all there. But this one, it was like hard for me to tap into that. Just a vulnerability thing. I'll grow into it even more, but yeah, I think this one hit the mark that I wanted it to hit. And I'm gonna keep saying I'm grateful and thankful for it just turning out how it did. And you know, having family on it is like a really big thing for me. I love my family like so much, and they helped me to like to push myself in a different direction. You know, I'm not signed, I'm not any of that, so I can really go in whatever lane I want to right now. And so I'm like, let me just try it. And it doesn't hurt to try, you know. I'm not afraid of failing. I've failed so many times. I'll brag on my failing more than I will on my accomplishments. Because people, it's easy to gloat, but it's not easy to, you know, take a L. But I take mine gracefully, and we're going to move on to the next thing and see if it works. So,
and we're going to move on, period.
The next one may suck. You might think it sucks, but I did it. And the next one is something that I haven't done before. And the country tune is something I've never done before. And I even let my brother hear. He was like, whoa, I've never heard you like sing like that before. And I was like, I know, it just came to me through life experience. It's about a breakup, and I'll let it sit there. Okay. But it's gonna be amazing. I just can't wait for y'all to hear it.
We're so excited and we're anticipating it. And yeah, just know that you have our love from the city. You have our love over at Fortagoro.
Thank you.
And at WXR, your support 1000%. I play your song Touch like as it's now my theme song for sure from the Abstract album. Oh my god. So when I come on, people know that it's me when they hear that song for sure. That's so interesting though, because like it's easier for you to write pop songs. It's so hard for me to write fast songs. It's so easy for me to write a slow song or like a ballad or an R&B song or whatever it is. But that's just where your strengths
lie. Feel like, I don't know, all of my music I feel like is sad situations turned good. So people don't realize like, oh, you're actually talking about a bad experience. Like not too long ago, my friend was like, Green, he was like, man, Green is so amazing. Like, oh my god, I just can't get over it. And he came back and he was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, what you mean? He was like, the lyrics, I finally like sat and listened to him. I was like, yeah, it sucks. And he was like, dang, like, did you cry? I was like, no. At first I didn't write it about me, but now it's turned into my story, but yeah, I just like to take it in a different direction, because you would think I would write a slow song about it, but no,
it's like with like Paramore, just, you know, having that juxtaposition of, you know, a fast song but with sad lyrics, and you really have to actively and intunely listen to what is being said to get the message. But I think that's amazing, and I think that just shows your genius. Yeah. So I'm so proud of you and excited for you. Thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, thank you for having me. Just chopping it up with you, girl.
This is so nice. Oh my gosh.
I was like, yes, girl. Yes, we'll be there.
Yes, I'm so happy you said yes. But where can we find you on social media and everything?
Okay, I'm mainly on Instagram. Instagram, girly. I don't like anything else. Deonna Sirod, DeonnaSirod, 2 underscores. You'll find me there. I do follow back. I'm no stranger. I love my fam that follows me, so do that. You can follow me on Apple Music, Deonna Pruitt, or Deonna Sirod now with Love Affair. I'm on Spotify, Deonna Sirod, YouTube, Deonna Sirod, anywhere else, Deonna Sirod.
Deonna Sirod.
Yeah.
Period. Well, y'all heard it here first. Go ahead and hit my girl up and stream Love Affair on all streaming platforms.
Thank you.
We got just a few more minutes left. We're going to get into some more music before we head out. But thank you so much, Deonna, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. You are listening to Fotogoras with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM, WYXR, Memphis.
take I took, cause I can't wait to be closer to you.
Oh, baby, you're so sweet, you give me cavities. I get a stomachache if I can't be with you.
At night I fall asleep and I don't wanna wake up,
cause you are my dream, my heavenly creation.
In a body that I only wanna share with you.